This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But I think you know what I mean when I say we set up artificial timelines. People do that with their spouses. They do that with their children. We do that with friends. When this happens, I will do something else. Let me give you the classic example, and I wouldn't tell you this if it weren't true, because I know the person, one of the people involved. I've told the story here before. When my brother ministered in Columbus, there was a woman that had not been there for 6 or 8 months. He happened to run into her Kroger. And he just said, "You know, we've missed you. We really have missed you and your husband, your family at church." And she said, "Oh, Jim, we're just so busy with work, and work is just driving us crazy." And here's what she said: "As soon as things settle down at work, we'll be back." And my brother said that as he turned away and walked away, and she said, "Oh, Jim, tell everybody down at the church we love them." And he said, "I will." 3 days later, he got a phone call: "Would you conduct her funeral? She was killed in an accident." Now, here's a woman who sincerely set up the timeline. As soon as things settle down, we'll get serious about our relationship with the Lord. And here's my point: when you set up timetables, artificial or otherwise, for the Lord, you don't know what the future holds for you. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you set up a timetable that, you know, 5 years from now, I'm going to get serious about my faith in Jesus Christ. You may not have 5 years. Don't get to the place in your life and say, as soon as we get rid of the house and we move to another house, or as soon as we get that new job or whatever the case may be, we set up these deadlines and timelines in terms of what we'll do with the Lord. Be careful when you do that, because we may not have that time available to us. That's the point. And I think what Jesus was saying to the people: look, if I'm the Lord of everything, you don't set up deadlines with me. If he's the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord of the harvest, and the Lord of the Sabbath, and the Lord of eternity, the Lord of all creation, we don't tell him, we don't set up artificial timelines with him. That is the message of Luke 9:57. Jesus said the fields are white, meaning they're ready. And I find this intriguing. Jesus said, "Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers." Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers. It's the responsibility of the church to pray that God the Father will send out workers. And when you pray that God will send out workers into the harvest field, get this: be prepared for the Lord to use you. When you pray, "Lord, send out workers into the harvest," be prepared for the Lord to use you. Jesus is not interested in people saying, "I'll do whatever you want, I'll follow you wherever you go." He's interested in people who really will serve him, who really will reach out to people who need him. Jesus sent people out ahead of himself to prepare people for his coming and his mission. I want to suggest something to you. You may have never thought about this before. Jesus may have sent you to your neighborhood for a reason. Now think about that. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, may have sent you ahead to be preparation for your neighborhood. Jesus may have sent you to your company. He may have sent you to your sphere of influence, the people that you come in contact with. And you know, most people don't think of their lives that way. They don't think of that's what they're to do, but I really believe the Lord does that. May I ask you a personal question? Where's the Lord sent you in the last year? What circles have you been traveling in that you've never traveled in before? Could it be, is it possible, the Lord has sent you ahead just like he sent the 72 mentioned in Luke 10 to reach those for Christ?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.